in connection with the reading this morning, be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Be reading from the New American Standard. Actually, I'm going to start, with 15. For all things are for your sake, so that the grace which is spreading to you more and more people can cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. You may be seated.
Hello. Well, good morning. It is great to be here with you this morning, and thank you to Greg for agreeing to take the day off to let me speak to you here this morning. It's always good to come home. For those of you who don't know me, it is great to see some familiar faces this morning. It's also great to see some folks that I haven't had a chance to meet yet. So, but it's great to be back. As Greg mentioned, my parents are Bob and Brenda Stevens. I'm sure you all know them by now. But yeah, when I come back to visit, Greg likes to take a day off and gives me an opportunity to come up and share a message with you. And for those of you who don't know, I grew up in this church, so I've been around for quite a long time, it feels like. But it is always great to come home. So it is great to be with you here this morning. And this morning, I want to take just a few minutes to talk to you about the concept of gratefulness, and more specifically, that we need to be grateful for grace. Now, I know some of you are thinking, it's not November. Why are we talking about Thanksgiving? Why are we talking about thankfulness? But thankfulness is something that we need to be exemplifying as Christians every single day of our lives, because we have been given this amazing gift of grace, but we need to be thankful for that each and every single day. So that is why here in the sweltering Midwest heat of July, we're going to spend some time this morning talking about this concept of gratefulness and this idea of being grateful for grace. So I want us to take just a moment and think this morning about, what are some of the things that we take for granted? What are some things that we take for granted? Now, each and every day we're able to go to the sink, to go to the tap, and to turn the little handle and the water comes out, and we just take for granted that that's always going to be there. Or maybe it's people in our lives that we just assume are always going to be there, no matter how we treat them, or with the things that we may say or do to them, and we take those things for granted. But what I want us to think about this morning is, do we take Jesus for granted? Do we take what Jesus has done for us for granted? And we're going to look at a story here in just a few minutes of exactly that idea of, oftentimes we take Jesus for granted. And hopefully that's going to remind us not to do that in our own lives. Because see, Thanksgiving is not just like this warm, fuzzy feeling that we have when things are going great and, oh, I'm so thankful for this and I'm so thankful for that. But it's more than that. It's our opportunity to show Jesus to others. Because when we remember to always thank Jesus for the things that he's done in our lives, it sets a very powerful example to others. And that's kind of what we're going to look at here this morning. So I want to think for just a moment, what is grace? Grace is one of those words that we kind of throw around a lot. And you can see this picture is my Grace, my Gracelyn. And that's kind of in jest. But when we think of grace, what exactly do we think about? And what I want to look at today is the biblical definition or the biblical example of what grace and mercy look like, since those two things go hand in hand, and since those two things are exactly what we're going to be talking about in our story here in just a few minutes. So what is grace exactly? Well, grace is when we receive things that we didn't deserve. Grace is when we receive things that we don't deserve. And I think you can see exactly how that fits in to the gospel narrative, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And mercy is not receiving the things that we do deserve. So again, grace and mercy, sometimes we get those two things confused. Sometimes we kind of forget what the biblical definition of that is. But grace and mercy are very important, and they're going to be very crucial to our story here today. Now, the cool thing about grace and mercy is these concepts are directly tied to the character of God. Because see, as we look through the Old Testament, we see that these are just part of God's characteristics. These ideas of grace, these ideas of mercy are directly tied to who God truly is. And we're going to see God show up in our story today, and we're going to see how he kind of shows up in this big way. But see, God's grace is what bridges the gap in our relationship with him. It's because of God's grace that our relationship to God has been restored. Because we know, right, all the way back from the very beginning, all the way back to Genesis, we destroyed the relationship that we have with God. That happened all the way back in the garden when we had that initial sin that separated us from God. Because when you think about the garden, when you think about all the way back to Adam and Eve, he walked with them, he talked with them, and that was his design for humanity. But we